Brian and Trisha. Congratulations to our winner in the impossible question. That's Mark Romines from Rineyville. The question was, this is one of the weirdest room service requests at hotels. And the answer is melted ice cream.
Yeah.
So he was familiar with that because they had just had this conversation at work recently. And so the list, number one, is diet water. I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean? Do they think maybe distilled water?
I don't know. So if you're calling down for room service, I want some diet water. Could you please like explain a little further what you're talking about?
Do you have powdered toast?
So number two is melted ice cream. Not really sure why you want melted ice cream. Why wouldn't you just get ice cream and just let it sit there? Because that's what they're going to do in room service.
I don't know.
Then another one is boiled bottled water. Rice bowl for eggs. That's a popular one. I mean, for dogs. Rice bowls for dogs. And bison is another one. So I don't know. Whatever. I don't usually stay at places that have room service like that. So
yeah.
I
rarely ever order room service, even if I'm in a place that has it.
Yeah. I mean, there are some places
expensive.
Well, it is. And most of the time we stay at hotels that have free breakfast.
Right.
You know, that's something that we look for.
I'm bougie like that.
There's one in particular that I'm a big fan of that we've used for years.
The Walker family is because you turned us on to it.
Yeah. And they've got hot dinner and they've got hot breakfast. And then they also have three adult beverages for free for each adult staying in the room. And this is not an expensive hotel,
no.
But it is every single one of them is nice, but they're not everywhere.
Yeah, that's
so
the bad thing. They're not
nationwide. You've got limitations, yeah. But most of the places that we travel, they are there. And I really, really like this hotel brand.
So I got to tell you, they offer a thing at that hotel that many hotels offer now, and that is make-it-yourself waffles.
Yes.
So there's like a big thing full of batter inside this thing. You get a little plastic cup and you squirt the batter into it because that's the sound it makes.
Yeah.
Well, and then sometimes you go over and you stand in line and you pour your batter in there and you follow the instructions, which are ridiculously simple.
Yeah.
And the waffle comes out and then you get your syrup and your butter and like little strawberries and things to put on it. I low-level absolutely think that is my favorite thing at a hotel breakfast, and it is also the bane of my existence.
Why?
Because there's always some family that doesn't watch their 8-year-old kid. He doesn't know what he's doing. He pours two cups of batter in there. It's now running down the sides of it. It's burning in the machine. And then he just walks off and leaves the waffle in there.
How many times has this happened to you?
Every time.
Really?
Every
time.
Okay,
we've stayed in a lot of these through the years.
There's some kid who has no idea what he's doing.
Like that. And there's always two machines.
His uninvolved mom and his hungover dad are on their devices. They don't care. This kid's up there just pouring batter and stuff.
Whoa, whoa, calm down. Take a few steps back. Good grief.
Or it's somebody who will not read the instructions. Like, they're educated.
It takes like 2 minutes.
Yes, but I'm telling you, people are like, they won't turn it over because you have to flip it over partway through. They won't do the flip over part to make it start cooking because you put the stuff in there, then you flip it over.
Yeah.
Then when you're done, you flip it back.
Yeah.
They won't flip it over. There have been times I have literally taken over and started making waffles for people.
Man, I tell you what, if you stay at a hotel,
you're too dumb to be here right now.
If you stay at a hotel with Brian Walker and you're going in and you see him in there for breakfast, I would just go back later. I would go back up to my room and be like, Brian Walker's down there. I'm not here.
I end up becoming a waffle pastry chef for like 10 minutes, making them for people. I'm like, you're too dumb to do this. Let me just take over.
Wow.
Just stand there. Hold your plate out. When it's ready, I'll put your waffles on there for you.
You must be so much fun to go on vacation with.
It's basically like
breakfast.
Doing this show.
I mean, this is just breakfast.
It's
we're
basically
talking about
like
here.
Doing this show, only I'm really tired, I've driven too much, and I'm hungry. So yeah, picture how angry and weird I am now, and then just multiply it.
I need a break.
All right. I need some more of that surprise fudge I had this morning.
Need something. Something. So do I.
It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3. So, I do want to say that this hotel chain we mentioned earlier, we did have a call. Somebody wanted to know what it was. We're not paid to endorse things here.
No, we're not.
So, if we ever mention something, it's truthfully just because in our personal life we like it.
Yes.
But we also, you know, if you're not spending money advertising with us, I'm probably not going to talk about you on the radio because then I'm giving you free advertising and quite frankly, that's not cool because that's how we get paid.
And
so
honestly, we don't have one of these hotels here in Hardin County.
No. And I'm not even sure where the closest one is. Maybe Nashville.
There's one in Louisville.
Okay.
At least one in Louisville. And there's one in Bowling Green.
Okay.
So those are the closest ones that I know of because I've stayed in both of them. But which is weird because I'm close to home. But anyway, that's another thing. So we just had a caller that called and did ask us to tell what
they said
the
chain
was.
They said they were about to travel and they wanted to know.
They're making plans for a vacation. So they wanted to know. So we will tell you if you call us. If you're that curious, then we'll tell you. But the reason we didn't say the name of the hotel, obviously, is because they're not advertising.
Right. If you want us to say your name, spend some money. Brian and Trisha, I hope you're having a fantastic morning. So back to the waffle thing. Now I feel like
okay,
I need
to... Okay, you calmed down a little bit. So
no,
I feel like
I'm actually more upset now. Now I feel like I have to defend myself. So whenever I got mad and ended up taking over making waffles this one time at this unspecified hotel chain, number one, there was a kid up there whose family clearly paid no attention to him and he was allowed to do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Little Timmy has no idea what he's doing and his parents don't care. So I made that kid a waffle. Then elderly man walks up. Now his whole family, extended family, is like sitting at a table. They're all eating.
Uh-huh.
They have ditched grandpa.
Okay.
They're like, you know, and I mean, this man was quite elderly. I'm not making fun.
No.
I'm being specific. Okay. He looked very confused and he looked like he wasn't sure what to do. I'm not sure he understood how to work the waffle machine. Not making fun.
No.
The man had on a hat. He was a veteran. I thank him for his service. I'm like, can
nice
I help you?
Nice of you to do that. Thank you.
I mean, he literally looked like this poor man wasn't going to get a waffle because his family clearly didn't care. They just left him there. And it's like, well, good luck, Grandpa. We're going to go eat now, you know? So I made this man two waffles and then sent him on his merry little way. And I'm like, this poor man is on vacation with his selfish family. Who clearly don't even care about him. And like, I'm making him waffles and I don't even know his name.
I bet he knows yours, the Brian Walker.
I didn't tell him my name, but just
that was nice of you to help him, though.
It wasn't really out of kindness. He was in front of me in line and I was hungry and I really wanted to get up there and make
my
waffle.
So we're walking it back now.
Well, like, I mean, what was I going to do? Just kick him out of line and go, look, you don't know what you're doing. Let me go.
Did they not have two waffle machines? Everyone
one of them was broken.
Oh,
that was the other thing. The other one was broken. So, like, everybody was using one waffle machine.
So you became the waffle maker for a while?
Yeah. Now, here's the bad part. Donna had been down earlier. She had had her breakfast. She had gone back upstairs to get ready. She was going to shower and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, she was gone 15 minutes. Rode down an elevator, had breakfast, rode all the way back up. 15 minutes. I think I was down there for an hour. And
laugh,
I was so upset. And of course, I like to leave early. I like to get done. I like to get on the road. No.
So yeah, Donna thought, oh, this is going to be great. He'll go down there. And then you come back up and she's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Here's Brian. All disgruntled about a waffle or 10.